The vehicle that was flagged at your northern depot drove straight through your city center gate 3 days later. Nobody was alerted. The blacklist existed, it just lived in a different system. This is the real ANPR problem in 2026. It is not the camera resolution. It is not the recognition algorithm. It is the moment a vehicle banned at one site becomes invisible the instant it approaches another. Security teams discover this failure only after the incident report lands on their desk. Why single-site ANPR gives you false confidence? A single-site deployment is easy to validate. You watch the camera log a plate. You add a plate to the blacklist. You test it. It works. Procurement declares victory. Multi-site is a different problem category entirely. Each additional site multiplies the number of entry and exit points a flagged vehicle can exploit. If your blacklist is not synchronized in real time, across every gate you do not have a blacklist. You have a list that applies sometimes, in some places, which is operationally worse than no list at all, because it creates the illusion of coverage. Videorake's number plate recognition module was designed with this failure mode explicitly in mind. Vehicle entry slash exit logging and blacklist matching runs across all sites from a single shared data set. A plate flagged at any point in the network is flagged everywhere, immediately. That design choice matters more than any spec sheet accuracy figure. The environmental degradation problem nobody budgets for. Even before you get to the multi-site data problem, there is the physical reality of outdoor ANPR. Traditional license plate recognition systems degrade significantly under heavy rain, fog, snow, or strong backlighting conditions that are routine on most real-world sites, not edge cases. A camera mounted on a west-facing barrier in late afternoon sun is a structurally different challenge from the controlled test environment where the vendor demoed the system. AI-based ANPR handles this better than rule-based image processing because it learns from variation rather than relying on fixed contrast thresholds. But better still requires realistic site surveys before deployment: camera angle, lighting cycle, expected weather, vehicle speed at the gate. Skip that survey and you will spend the first 6 months chasing false negatives that your installer will attribute to environmental factors. The three workflows that break under multi-site pressure. 1. Blacklist additions that don't propagate. Operator at site A adds a plate to the blacklist at 9 o'clock. The system at site B pulls its local copy from a nightly batch sync. The flagged vehicle arrives at site B at 10:30. No alert fires. This is not a hypothetical, it is the default behavior of most on-premise ANPR deployments that were extended to a second site without re-architecting the data layer. The fix is architectural. Blacklist state must live in a single source of truth that all sites query in real time, not a replicated copy that each site manages locally. Cloud-based ANPR platforms solve this by design recognition happens at the edge, keeping latency low and preserving continuity if connectivity drops, but the watch list is centrally managed and instantly available across all nodes. By 2025, cloud-based ANPR systems are expected to account for 37% of all deployments, precisely because central lease data management under a single account has become the baseline expectation for multi-site operators. 2. Alert fatigue from siloed review queues. Each site generates its own event log. Security managers end up toggling between 4 browser tabs, each showing a different location's feed. High-priority alerts get buried under routine entry/exit events. The operator who should have acted on the blacklist matches instead scrolling through hundreds of timestamp plate reads from the car park. The correct model pushes blacklist matched alerts to a unified queue with the video clip, location tag, and timestamp attached at the moment of detection so the operator sees one triage surface, not 4 disconnected lists. That workflow also means the alert arrives while the vehicle is still on site. VideoIQ targets alert latency of under 3 seconds. At that speed, a gate can still be closed, or a security response dispatched, before the vehicle clears the site boundary. 3. Compliance gaps that appear at audit time. Multi-site ANPR generates a substantial volume of personal data vehicle movements tied to individuals, timestamped and geographically tagged. Under GDPR and similar frameworks, that data must be handled consistently across all sites. An organization running 4 sites on 4 different system configurations is almost certainly handling data inconsistently. That means inconsistent retention periods, inconsistent access controls, and a compliance gap that only surfaces when a regulator asks to see the audit trail. A platform that is GDPR and HIPAA compliant at the platform level rather than requiring each site administrator to configure compliance independently removes one of the most overlooked operational risks in multi-site deployments. This matters more than buyers typically realize at procurement stage, and considerably more at renewal stage when the DPO asks questions. What a sound multi-site ANPR deployment actually looks like. The pre-deployment checklist that most organizations skip. Send released blacklist architecture first. Confirm in writing, with a test that a plate added at any site is immediately queryable at every other site. If the vendor cannot demonstrate this in under 5 minutes, the architecture is not what you need. Site survey for each camera position. Document the sun angle at 1500 hours, the weather exposure, the vehicle speed at the gate. Use this to set realistic detection expectations before go live, not after the first missed alert. Unified alert surface, not per site inboxes. Security team should see one triage queue with location tags, not multiple logins to multiple portals. Defined data retention policy applied identically across sites. Not side-by-side configuration one policy, centrally enforced. Test the blacklist match under realistic load. Confirm that recognition speed and alert latency hold as the plate database grows. 99.4% detection accuracy across more than 10,000 cameras is a meaningful benchmark. Use it as a reference point when your vendor makes accuracy claims of their own. The broader context, why this is getting harder to ignore. The global AI-powered video analytics market was valued at $5.63 billion in 2025 and is projected to reach $23.03 billion by 2034, a 16.8% CAGR driven by AI, deep learning, and edge computing converging on the same infrastructure. That growth means more vendors, more claims, and more deployments that looked good in a demo but underperformed in a distributed production environment. The organizations that will get value from this technology are the ones who treat multi-site consistency as a first-order requirement, not an afterthought to be solved in phase two. Phase 2 rarely comes with the budget to re-architect what Phase 1 got wrong. If you are evaluating ANPR for a multi-site estate, the questions that matter are not about megapixels or frame rates. Ask where the blacklist lives. Ask how propagation works when a site loses connectivity. Ask how alerts are surfaced across locations. The answers will tell you more about operational fit than any benchmark sheet. For teams already running video analytics across distributed sites, the relationship between ANPR and broader access control architecture is worth understanding. Plates at the gate are one layer, what happens inside the perimeter is another. And for those thinking about how AI integrates with existing camera infrastructure, tailgating detection alongside vehicle recognition closes the gap between who entered in a vehicle and who walked through a door behind them. Multi-site ANPR done right is operationally powerful. Done badly, it produces exactly the kind of false confidence that makes the next incident harder to explain. See how Videra IQ handles blacklist matching across all your sites in real time and test the alert latency yourself before you commit.